We're holding in on Mutzah Dalit. Yesterday we saw the Ketoiv Le'Amel Chayayin, and we spoke about the difference between whether there's Toiv by Akum or not. And now we'll say, now we'll go to the next one. Amal Muhuman Bisach Avayna. The left-hand side. Hine. Timtza ki kol kavanas Achashverosh ya machusir darik machusir rikia. Achashverosh wanted that machusir darik should be machusir rikia. Olekach hoya le shiva misharsim k'moyim lamayla. That's why he had seven misharsim like lamala. Shem shapsi tzedek madim chama noika koichav levana. Those are the six planets. Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Venus, Mercury, and the Moon. And each one has the day that he's the Moishel, K'moish Yudua. V'chein kan kol echad Mesharis b'yoymai. Or K'moish b'targum, K'elu zayin Mesharis m'kech m'shamash b'yoymai. Okay, so first, and then he's going to proceed a little bit further, we'll see in a second. But let's first talk about this whole musik. So he says that Malchus Achashverosh wanted very much that Malchusid the Arkei be Malchusid Rekia, and just like Malchusid the Rekia has seven Mesharsim, and in each day is Oymed from Yuchrik Mesharis, so too Achashverosh had. Let's try to understand how we toif for something like that. So first of all, it could be that there was a conscious imitation. In other words, one thing we need to understand is the Gemara says in Megillah that there were four malachim and a Moshel Bekipa, which means what they were was a lot more than just a king on a country. Let's understand it. There's a natural country. This is my country. I'd like to be king of the country. That's a certain type of tfisa. It's something which is an ambition of a person, and it's a certain job. Moishel Bekipa means I want to rule on everything, not excluding anything. That's a very different. It's not a question of one country, a bigger country, another piece of land. There's something about it that is of a different shoresh than the shoresh of ruling over one country. Just like Lehavdol, it's mina kotza la kotza. Tzvi, please, you have to leave now. If you're talking, you have to leave. You're disturbing everybody. Please leave. If a person is a if somebody is a koyach, the difference between avodah zarah that it's a particular koyach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is kol HaKadosh Kulam, is min HaKotzer LaKotzer. It's not the same. It's not the pshat is it's more koiches, or let's say, I don't know, 100 koiches in Bria, 10 koiches in Bria, whatever you want to call it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 10 times that. It's a whole different picture of how you understand it. So Moishel Bekipa is a very unique Malchus, And it's interesting. Alexander was somebody who wanted to be Moishel Bekipa. That was his goal was to. It's a different tefis of what you want, and the same thing is true in Achashverosh that it was Moishel Bekipa. And when the Megillah calls Stam Melech Achashverosh, and Chazal says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it means the type of mahalach that Achashverosh had was Doime. He wanted to be the Melech HaOlam, a very different type of Malchus. It could be that he had the understanding to do that, meaning he looked around, and even Umas Olam had a certain picture of the different Kochas in the Bria, and he said, well, I'm going to imitate that, and I want to include everything. That's one. Or, second thing is, it could be subconsciously. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a drive to be a melech, to be a Moishel Bekipa, and and his wanting to be a Moishel Bekipa expressed itself that subconsciously he chose to have as many departments as there could be in, you know, the chalukah of seven is a chalukah that includes everything, all shivas. You may precious, So subconsciously, he was looking to include all the koiches under him. Let's see another side of it. When somebody has under him the person in charge of this, the person in charge of this, the person in charge of this. So one way of looking at it is, you need people to help you. So somebody needs to help you with the army. Somebody needs to help you with the health department. Somebody needs to help you with education. But it's also a clear definition of me being koilel everything. That so Ahasuerus had 7 misharsim because since 7 misharsim is the macro picture of misharsim, so he also wanted, needed, or even subconsciously grasped for 7 misharsim. That's one nekuda. I want to add another point also. This is dovetailing with Ner Mitzvah. We saw when we learned Ner Mitzvah that the Malchus were all the 4 big nemesis of Klal Yisrael were Malchus. Daniel, when he dreamt about the Golus, dreamt about the Malchus. That was the antithesis of Klal Yisrael, the Dalad Malchus. The Dalad Malchus, each one was a Malchus that was trying to be Metzarev Klal Yisrael to it. In other words, Klal Yisrael has that same inyan of trying to see the entire Bria as being Shayach to its Mohus. When it says Bracious, Bishul Yisrael Shenikra Racious, means that I can now apply that to everything and say Shemesh is there for Klal Yisrael, Levon is there for Klal Yisrael, and Chama is there for Klal Yisrael, Noiga is there. The perspective of Klal Yisrael is not that we also survive, that we also have a right for our little Dalar Amis, and this is who we are. It's a certain perspective that arraigns everything around that central Nekuda of Hashem Echad. So Klal Yisrael, in its genuine mode of Am Hashem, is Malchus. Malchus in the sense that it puts all the pieces, it's the one that arranges the pieces. We spoke many times, an Adon-Eved relationship is the boss, the one who tells you what to do. That's it basically, it's per need. So if I tell this Eved to clean the house, he's cleaning the house, and that's that. A Malchus is a picture, a certain vision of what it's supposed to look like, and each piece is supposed to snap into place together to form the Malchus. So these Dalet Malchus are the nemesis of Klal Yisrael, not simply because they hated Klal Yisrael in any particular way. They didn't. They actually would have been quite happy to incorporate Klal Yisrael as part of them. What Klal Yisrael, the point of contention was Malchus. So even Ahasuerus, who of the Malchus seemed to be the least, it's kind of interested mostly in his Mishta, but he had a sense of Malchus that to include everything, and therefore he had 7 Misharsim consciously or subconsciously. This is the way he set up his Malchus. So each one was Moshe B'Yomar. So he says like this. All of these, Chazal darshan, each and every one of them, as bad. In other words, Muchal Neperonius and so on, Chavoyna. Each and every one of them, Chazal darshan, bad. What's the pshat in it? Every single, it says, Mipe'elion leteitze atoivas veros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is kol kuloi toiv. the chalakim of the Bria as such have in themselves a chalak that's ra. And let's, and so on, chavoyna, each and every one of them, chazal dash and bad. What's the pshat in it? Every single, it says, mipe'elyon leteitze atoivas v'aros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is kol kuloi toiv. The chalakim of the Bria as such have in themselves a chalak that's ra. And let's understand it on two ways. One is the ra starts once I get to the second madrega. For instance, let's take the pedagogue who has a child and he wants to train him to be good, however you describe good. But his goal is to do the best for the child, the good for the child. At that point, it's kulei toiv. There's no ra in it, or else he's not a pedagogue, or else he's a bad person. But in Torah, a pedagogue, I'm completely mativ. On the journey to that hatava, I may need to hit the child. I may need to scream at him. I may need to cold shoulder him. So if I take any particular aspect of my interaction with him, it can be positive, it can be negative. Paying attention to being mesiachus to is positive, culturing is negative. Clasping somebody is positive, hitting somebody is negative, and so on. So the minute I go to the next step down, every element has in itself a possible positive value, a positive negative value. And it's in two ways. One is because it's no longer the entire picture, it has a negative side to it. For instance, imagine one of the things I do with this child is give him rewards. I don't give him a candy, whatever, ice cream, candy. Candy and ice cream at some point becomes not good. Because anything that's taken in isolation, except for the very central nekuda of toiv, is ra. Secondly, at the lower level, I need to be able to use it in both directions. So once I step one step down below the central point of kulei toiv, that already has a tzad toiv and a tzad nat. That's why the malachim, are used for toiv. The malachim, the same malachim, there's a malach that's used for toiv, malach used for ra. Malachim are already a bria that have in themselves the potential and the possibility for ra. That's why on the second day, on the first day, there was only a Kadosh Baruch Hu, no malachim, no gehenim. On the second day, you had chiluk, and no longer was a Kadosh Baruch Hu one kaviyachol. You had a mavdil. You had malachim that were created, you had gehenim was created. And the word ki tov doesn't say on that day, because on that day, peshatzmoy, there's no toiv. The Gemara says, afilochi hoda kelinu. But then there was a chlola later to include it into toiv, because once you bring it back into the big picture, you now have toiv. It's one of the, I guess, one of the code words. It's written in Chassidish Sfarim. They speak about being mamtik de gvuros. It's a phrase used often, which means basically to take the difficult aspects of Kadosh Baruch Hu and to sweeten them. Whatever it means, whatever they do to do it, but what it means is once I understand where it's headed to in toiv. So, for instance, if I recognize that the reason why I'm being cold-shouldered is because I haven't been helping or haven't been doing my part, so I immediately go to do it, it turns the cold shouldering into a welcoming. So anytime I have a chelik, so these seven misharsim are already zelu maseh, they're connected the next phase, not a Kadosh Baruch himself, but malachim. In malachim, each koach has a koach letov and a koach lera, and therefore so mipia melech ha'olyon, there's no gzei l'ra. There's gzei l'ra has to come out through malachim, he says. Oskol Shiva Rashas Yen Risham Shav. So they have to be vehicles for that. So under Achashverosh, this became Ra. Kima Achashverosh Ra. Ulekach kol Shiva Shemus Meirin Lera. Kimoy Shemir Shemus Lehem. Kimoy Shal Machal Sheker Kol Mishos of Rishoyim. So if the Melech himself, if the Nekuda that he stands on is Ra or Sheker, all the Mishos of Rishoyim. Avol Shivas Roya Pnei Melech Ein Adavakach. Rakim kmo ayoyetzim she yoyetzes ha-melech, kashish kan letzad letoy veletzad ra, ulefikach gam hemo yuzayin, voyu melamdim susa yisrael v'chel v'musoylam, kmo shpishu razal. So he makes an interesting distinction. It says there was shiva roya p'nei ha-melech, and there was shiva mesharsim. It's interesting that Chazal, you know, for us, this is like a very, very, what can I call this? Like a seemingly insignificant point. Yes, Achashverosh happened to have seven advisors, seven ministers. I mean, the main point was to get to Haman. Like, you know, it's just like a little bit, it's a prelude to, we can start banging Haman. There's no, it doesn't seem terribly significant, the government, political science of Persia, of Achashverosh, doesn't seem to be terribly significant. But Chazal say that the takana of Kriyas HaTorah was keneged Shiva Roya Pnei HaMelech. So there's something there which is a very natural mahalach of interaction. It's something which is not pashit. And the reason is, so he says this mesharsim, and Roya Pnei HaMelech means let's go back to the mashal. When a king is there and he has servants and advisors, the servants start with the melech's gzeira and they go from that onwards. So if the king is evil, his servants have to be evil. Because from bad, nothing good comes. So each and every one of the conduits, If what you have in the tank is fetid water that's not good, then what you're going to have in the pipes is the same. It's not going to be better than that. But the Roya Pnei HaMelech means these are people that give the king advice. In other words, the Melech himself takes seven people and he says, you know, I don't know everything, or I want to hear all that stodim l'tayv l'mutav. I need to hear from you. So, in a certain sense, it's by the king's it's commission, but they are feeding. They're giving to the king. That does not have to be bad. So the people advising the king, they can choose to advise bad because they're afraid to get into trouble. But mitzad their position of giving advice, they could be trying to give good advice. So in the Roya Pnei HaMelech, there was no Rabbi Chreich, and that's why Chazal did not feel that they need to darshan that pasik, those names, to tell us that they're bad, because it doesn't line it. Masha'en kein the Shiva Mesharse HaMelech, the seven Mesharsim, they have to, if the Melech is bad, they're bad. And if they're bad in their name, there's going to be some remis for it. I'll go upon him just to sum up. So the Malchus of Achashverosh was a real Malchus. The fact that HaMelech is the name given both Achashverosh and Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that this was a p'chin of Malchus almost identical to us. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, Achashverosh running the world, was with the same hekif. It's just that we understood that HaMelech really meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but mitzad the hekev HaKashverosh could be easily understood to be mak of everything. Anytime, and therefore, anything that comes from that point downwards, if the Melech himself, like he brings the pasuk here, if the Melech is Deves Sheker, then his Meshosim have to be Ra automatically. So B'melech Chazal darshan each and every one as being a Ra, and his name would express it. Okay, hold it here.